During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
I'm John Batzer with my colleague Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. Over these last weeks, there have been reports now and again from Europe, especially from London, of unprovoked attacks against either Jewish institutions or suspect Jewish targets. What is behind it is not clear until right now. There is some clarity, but suggestive, of course, is that it's the usual anti-Semitic behavior by bad actors. There was, however, talk early of an Iranian link. So we welcome Joe Truesman of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies to help us with this story. Joe, what I have most recently from the Reuters in Europe, Romanians stabbed journalist in London at the behest of Iran, UK court told. A team of Romanian men acting as proxies for the Iranian government carried out a knife attack on a journalist working for a Persian-language media organization in London, prosecutors told the court on Monday. There were also linkages to other attacks. What do we know about Romanians? What do they care, Joe? Who are they? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Always a pleasure to be on. Listen, this is Iran's MO as far as carrying out attacks and activities in Europe and in other areas and other places. They tend to, what's happened, we've talked about this before, the Iranian regime, whether it's, you know, their intelligence agencies or other security agencies, they tend to outsource activities, meaning they hire bad actors. And it appears these Romanians were involved in this attack. But, you know, we've seen plenty of this before with other cases. We've talked about this group Ashab al-Yamin, this front organization where the Iranians effectively hired our Iranians and what seems to be now one of their proxy organizations hired or outsourced attacks against Jewish institutions and American institutions in throughout Europe over the last few months. So we're seeing this pattern, basically. Iran is outsourcing their activities in Europe and they're hiring these criminals. And in this case, these Romanians.
Bill, you have a question for Joe.
Joe, most of these attacks seem to be what I would call low tech. There's no explosives or firearms used. Is this because they are indeed being outsourced to the criminals? And is there any concern that the degree or the severity of the attacks may escalate over time?
Right. No, that's a very good question. I think it is low signature. I think they're mostly like Molotov cocktail attacks. They try to light a fire in front of a door, for example, at the entrance of a synagogue. There have been a few attacks that have involved IEDs, but how sophisticated are the IEDs? I couldn't tell you for sure, but my suspicion is that they're not. Nevertheless, if these type of attacks continue, let's say, and because they ended up being successful, they caused a lot of psychological trauma, especially on the members of the Jewish communities in Europe. So if these attacks continue, it wouldn't surprise me if the sophistication of the weapons, at least, that are used, right, whether they're IEDs or something else, will increase. So it is possible. But I think it's due to the Iranians outsourcing these attacks that the weapons or the arms or, you know, in this case, you know, the Molotov cocktails that were used, it's been all been low signature attacks because these guys, well, they're not used to doing this type of stuff.
Mohammed Bakir Saad Dawood al-Saadi. He's the driver of this? He's the mastermind?
It appears so, yes. He's a Kataib Hezbollah or Hezbollah Brigade's commander. It's an Iraqi militia backed by Iran. It appears that he is behind and his organization is behind a lot of these attacks. I think CNN and others reported 18 attacks across Europe that targeted Americans, Jewish institutions and targeted Americans. So, yeah, it appears it is. And he was, which we knew there was some type of Iraqi connection behind this, behind these attacks, but we couldn't really point it out. So now we have more answers. This arrest of this al-Saadi is good news because as of now, I haven't observed any more attacks as far as the attacks claimed by al-Saadi's front organization, Ashab al-Yamin, against Jewish institutions. So that's good news. But I don't think the Iranians are going to stop outsourcing attacks in Europe and possibly in other places, in the United States, for example, too. I think that's a strong possibility.
They are concentrating on the stabbing, but I see photographs of those burnout Hatzalah buses or ambulances. Are they said to, is he al-Saadi, is he mastermind of that too? Was that the same gang?
Yes, same one. They claimed it, and they claimed that they were attacking a synagogue that was actually it's adjacent to the parking lot where these ambulances were stationed. But nevertheless, these were the ambulances that were torched by the same group, the same front organization that I believe al-Saadi created and orchestrated and directed. So yes, it's all connected. So hopefully, let's see. It'll stop for now. But again, time will tell.
The suggestion is that it will not stop. Joe, you also have filed a report at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy about the report, the lengthy report issued by the State of Israel and the IDF over the attacks on October 7th, the horrors of the attacks on October 7th. It's made a great deal of attention for other voices, but right now it looks like justice will be done. If I understand correctly, this is an alleged offenses by alleged individuals who will be arrested or detained. Is that correct? How is it presented, Joe? Did they talk about justice for these victims?
Right. Well, listen, you know, there's always been, I think the Israeli government has always been in search, trying to reach or achieve justice for the victims. There are more than 1,000 Israelis and other nationalities, of course, who were killed during the attack on October 7th, 2023, the Hamas-led attack on October 7th, 2023. So, yes, absolutely. And just recently, throughout the war, what the Israelis have been doing, they've been attacking, they've been going after the masterminds of the October 7th attack and all their deputies and all the soldiers below them, all the foot soldiers below them. So, but unfortunately, there's still a lot of bad guys out there who perpetrated this attack, who committed atrocities on that day. So they're still out there. They're still roaming around. They haven't, justice hasn't reached them yet. Hopefully it will. Nevertheless, yes, I think it's going to be something that's going to continue, that's ongoing. It's going to continue for years to come, I think. The Israelis will be after these guys for quite some time, I think.
Joe Truesman of the FTD. Bill, the Romanians with knives in London have to accept the fact that they're as bad as the people who did October 7th. And justice will be done. Do you agree, Bill?
I do agree, John. Couldn't agree more, actually.
Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow, Foundation for Defense of Democracy. I'm John Batchelor.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.